back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively downtown doing a Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. Got a Maryland Crab Cake here. We're next phase down election. It's also brought to you by our friends at Goodwill Industries. I've been cleaning out my closet. I have my spring cleaning leading to summer. They'll still take it, though. It's fantastic. Gently used, as they like to say. And as well as our friends at Window Nation. I'm going to have some brand new windows. Buy two, get two free. But I've got a beautiful crab cake here. Now, look, I tore into the fried shrimp. I went after the collard greens, delicious. The mac and cheese, I'm all about. But I have not touched the crab cake here at Next Phase. Owner Tony Randall is here. I had your kemosabe, Daryl, on in the first segment. Daryl's been writing to me about a year and a half since I started a crab cake tour. He's like, you got to come to our spot. You got to come to our spot. And Daryl was a listener back in the early 90s, giving me a hard time about the Bullets and Juwan Howard and Chris Webber. That's how far back we're going.
That's a long time.
We were their flagship,
ago.
Man. We were their flagship.
Yeah.
And that was over to Lord Baltimore. He said, got to get the Next Phase. Then I see the mayor a month ago. I'd already written to you. And because I you were the top 10 black-owned businesses that I wanted to feature crab cakes in this month, right?
Thank you.
I didn't know I was going to get here on a Juneteenth holiday, but here we are.
Yeah.
I got free parking. I'm very happy. I thank the mayor for that. Tell me about your place, man. You were out at the Preakness. We elbow bumped. You brought me some delicious food, and the mayor recommended this place. So I know it's good, right?
Yeah, definitely good. Definitely good. Well, we're Next Phase Cafe. We're in downtown Baltimore, 112 East Lexington Street. We specialize in Southern cuisine, but we have an array of other items on our menu. As you recognize, crab cake isn't technically a...
Can I eat? You're going to talk.
What is
the sauce you put with this? Can I just...
Okay, we call it our sick sauce, which is our signature sauce. I can't tell you what's in it, but I can tell you that the chef that just took the pitch a moment ago is the guy who puts that together every day.
All right, so it's not a tartar.
It's not a tartar.
It's not a remoulade.
But you know what? It's mayonnaise base, and it was put together to kind of substitute... You know, tartar sauce. So when you come here and you ask for tartar sauce, that's like cursing in our ears.
Right.
Because you got to say, can I have some Sig sauce?
Sig.
Right.
So that's Sig.
Yeah, it goes well with the shrimp, you know, seafood.
Should I try the crab cake with or without?
Try it first. You want to taste the natural ingredients of that. Don't smother it in anything.
I'm seeing a little parsley. I mean, look, I look all these things up online before I... I do recon before I have a crab cake.
That's some parsley.
This
is
going to be legitimate up in here.
Yeah,
this is a beautiful, beautiful crab cake, and a beautiful. People have been coming in all day and ordering it here. Any special secret thing you want to say with your recipe? Did you steal it from someone? Is it, you know, or
well, it's
grandmother? Where's it from?
Well, if it's going to be a Maryland crab cake, it has to have, you know, the traditional ingredients of Maryland.
To it, exactly.
Oh, yeah, there's some sweetness to it. So what we do here, what I do here personally, I create my own spices. It's a mix, a blend of other spices.
I was going to say, this is a really uniquely spiced crab cake.
Exactly. So
this doesn't taste like Old Bay.
Exactly.
It doesn't taste like... mustard. It doesn't taste like mayonnaise.
Exactly. So.
It tastes like it has some vanilla in it.
It's not. There's no vanilla in it. No.
Like a vanilla bean.
No. So you know.
I taste black pepper.
Ah.
I taste black pepper. Oh,
but there are other peppers.
I taste red pepper.
There are other types of peppers in that black pepper category.
No one ever wants to give me their crab cake recipe. Do that.
Why would
they're
we?
Just not going to do that.
Because you're going to go home and create one and put me out of business.
No,
man.
This is so good. But this is really a different kind of crab cake.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to be at Fadley's on Wednesday, and Fadley's is so unique because it's so mustardy.
Yeah,
it's just no one else does it like that.
Yeah.
And people say, "Where's the best crab cake?" I said, "You like it sweet? Do you like it Old Bay-ish? Because East Baltimore."
Old Bay.
Now, over on the Eastern Shore, they serve it with tartar sauce,
yep.
And it's much more delicate in the Eastern Shore, much more mayonnaise-y, mm-hmm. much more like something you couldn't fry,
because
it would fall. It has no filling or binding in it at all. This has a little bit of binding. This feels like it could be pan-fried easily, right?
Yes. The binding is only there to keep those lumps together.
Well, this is broiled, though.
Yes, that's broiled. Yes, sir.
House, you serve it broiled.
Yes, sir.
Will you fry this if I
ask you? Oh, we fry it? Yeah. We have a
crab. I love a fried crab.
We have a crab mac and cheese ball. We do lots of other things with it. But broiled gives it the taste that we want you to feel and
this
the taste
is delicious
of what
crab
get.
Cake.
Thank you, really. Thank you.
No,
thank
I mean the red pepper that's in it and the black pepper that's in it.
You're trying to identify the agreements, right? The ingredients.
It's just not Old Bay forward, and
no.
It's not mustard forward.
But you probably taste Old Bay in it.
I do, but it's a hint.
That's right. It's subtle. Not the dominant ingredient, right?
And it makes me want to have some of this mac and cheese.
And I can openly say there's Obey in the ingredient because we want it to be a traditional Maryland crab cake. And Obey is one of those. It's like if you really want to make a crab cake, look at the recipe on the back of an Obey can. My aunt taught me 40 years ago how to make a crab cake. And this crab cake was a tradition in our family. I cooked it for everyone. The older folks in the family would not eat crab cakes unless I made a crab cake for them. Over the years, I got tired of tasting the same Old Bay flavored crab cake.
The same crab cake everybody else made.
Yes.
This is a different
which
kind
is
of crab
good.
Cake.
I love that crab cake.
Right.
So I wanted to uniquely identify my crab cake. This was before I owned a restaurant, before I knew, had known I was going to even open one. And I just start experimenting in the kitchen with different ingredients. The first thing I did was, how can I cook a crab cake without Old Bay that would taste good? At that time, a girlfriend of mine had come by my house, and she wanted a crab cake, and I didn't have Old Bay. So it was a perfect opportunity.
Experiment.
Yeah. So I did. So I grabbed some stuff out. Of, you know what happens? Like, oh, spice. Not that one. Not this one.
Maybe paprika.
Yeah, man.
Maybe a little red pepper.
Yeah.
Black pepper.
And I just started grabbing
maybe
stuff.
A little lemony, dry mustard.
So I grabbed this one thing and this other thing, and I put them together, and I created this crab cake. It didn't have Old Bay in it. And she said, oh, my God. And she had eaten the crab cake in the past.
So this doesn't have like a Chesapeake Bay sauce, or it does not. It has a little.
No, it has Obey in it. I got to be honest, parsley and Obey are, you know, two common ingredients, but they're not the dominating spices.
They're not in this crab cake.
Not
in Next Phase.
They're below the surface.
Well, I'm going to show it. I'm showing it to everybody. Tony Randall's my guest. We're at Next Phase. The mayor recommended this. The mayor's been sitting with us for an hour. If you just joined us, make sure you go back and check that out. Daryl came out of the kitchen. We did a little baseball, a little football tap dance, and a little NBA in the first segment. That's what I said about crab cakes doing this around the state is that I probably would not eat the same one twice. And I tell a story about my mother. You know, we grew up poor in Dundalk. My mom had special crab meat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We'd dump in a thing of mayonnaise and a thing of mustard.
Pull all the shells out of it.
Yeah, and breadcrumbs and Worcestershire. And she put some celery seed in there and some Old Bay.
Crackers. Salt.
My mom didn't do crackers. She did more breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
But, like, fried it like a hockey puck.
Yeah.
And probably would serve it. She liked mustard and, like, yellow mustard, like French's mustard. With crackers on the side.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have the cracker with it, but not cracker in the meal, mm-hmm. I'm talking about.
Yep.
And that's what I knew a crab cake to be.
Same here.
I probably till I went to the prime rib or something when I got to be a grown up in my 20s where I had a delicate crab cake. I mean, I didn't know anything about jumbo lump. And now, obviously, crab $55 a pound last summer, right? And
up to 60.
You got to charge $35, $40 for a crab cake in a restaurant. That happened last summer, and I started talking to folks about the slurry and what to do with cheaper crab meat and how to make it taste better. Not adding fish, but also not having it to be a $55 crab cake.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
there's a way to make it
yes.
taste delicious. I mean, I love claw meat, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I love me a good. This is a really upscale, complex crab cake.
Yes, sir.
It's a restaurant crab cake is what
I call
it, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that was the intent. And I can relate to the special mix. We used to pick it ourselves. You'd spend hours getting the shells out of the special. But let me tell you something. That was the back in that day, just like you, I'd never had a lump crab cake. We use special all the
and
time.
And I had cocktail sauce. I had cocktail. I never did tartar, remoulade, whatever your sauce. It was cocktail sauce and a fried crab cake. And now as I get older, I had a remoulade the other day at Sláinte that was just, it's appropriate. And I've had tartars that are delicious, and I've had some that feel like they need a fish stick. You know, I love cocktail sauce with fried shrimp. By the way, your fried shrimp, now you dust that. That's a nice mix.
Yeah, that's our special batter. We use it's the same batter we use for our catfish.
Chicken.
And our southern fried, yeah. But it has a twist. Each entree gets a twist of something to go along with that batter to bring out the flavor. For instance, if it's chicken, then we got a little something we throw in it to give the chicken a special flavor.
My mom was from Abbeville, South Carolina, so I grew up in the South in the summer with my aunts. My Aunt Arlene would make pan-fried chicken in the Dutch Oh, my gosh. You know, yeah, yeah. So I love Southern food. What else is on your menu? I got the collard greens. I love the mac and cheese. And yes, I'm sir. A mac and cheese snob. Ooh. I don't like any of that Velveeta. This mac and cheese has some chunky in it.
That's right.
Like where my mom did it. I want to see chunk. I want it stuck up in my teeth up here.
It's going,
I
want it that's stuck. Going to happen.
That's what the, I want to have happen.
Eat that mac and cheese.
And I now want Chloe on the way home to say, dude, you got stuff stuck in your teeth.
That's
you look
right.
like a fool.
That's right.
And
that's
that
right.
means the mac and cheese was good. I'm saving that's it for right. later. Is what
and you
want to
gain 50 pounds in a day.
Well, I'm doing 31 crab cakes.
That is not, there's nothing, that crab cake, I mean, that mac and cheese is very, very good. It's a blend of cheeses. It's mixed daily. The cheese mix is mixed up in batches. And then, of course, we blend it.
Do you
with
do
the
a
menu.
Crab mac with that? You do different kinds of things like that?
Yeah. Well, we have it's not on the menu at this moment, but we have a whole list of things called crabby things that we're
nice.
Working on. Yeah, we're going to introduce that. So we have a crab bacon bite, a crab mac ball. Yeah.
Fried.
Lots of, yeah. Yeah, fried.
Well, what were you
all of those things are fried. No. The crab bacon bite is broiled. The crab mac ball is fried.
What were you doing out of Preakness that day? You were doing several.
You
items.
Had catfish and jumbo lump crab cakes. Yeah, we sold about.
I'll come back for the catfish
we
next
sold,
time.
We sold quite a few that day.
Well, tell me about your business. 5 years. You opened on Juneteenth. The mayor alluded to the fact that next phase is an extension of something that existed before. What was that?
So I was one of the partners in a restaurant called Phase 10 on Howard Street. We opened there in 2012. It was an upscale restaurant offering live jazz and Southern cuisine. Southern cuisine as we know it. When we closed that restaurant, my lovely daughter, thought that I should stay in the restaurant business and open another restaurant. I have no idea what was going on in her head, and I said, I'm going to open a restaurant, and you run it. Well, look at me now.
Well, you have a stage here. For anybody that's not been here, we're right around the corner from Mercy. We're right up the street from the City Hall area. I've driven up and down this road. I used to wait for the number 23 bus right across the street here when I interned at the News American.
Nest
I was
the
I had an intern for the summer, so I keep telling her I was an intern.
I'm familiar with the
and I wasn't even paid in as much love as I'm giving you. But
but
I got $3.33 an hour under the table after I got my real gig as a paid intern. But I used to wait for the bus right here, number 23, to go home. So if you're familiar, Lexington, it's on the east side of the downtown strip, right around the corner from Mercy Hospital. So you've been here 5 years,
yeah.
And you were famous for crab cake. I mean, when you Google you, people know about your crab cake. But I would think the mayor loved your fried shrimp, so I had to get it.
The funny thing is, the crab cake just recently became a very popular dish because it's kind of like it was a hidden jewel. Not many people knew about the crab cake because we were recognized probably more for our catfish, shrimp and grits, and southern fried chicken. You know, all the soul food items that people...
That's a delicious crab cake.
Thank you.
I don't kiss everybody's butt on the show. I don't. I mean...
Thank you.
That's really different.
Thank
I don't.
You.
It's sweet.
Thank you.
And I don't know...
Daryl's back there. I told you!
That's really good, man. No, I'm just trying to figure out what's making it good. That's all. It's fresh meat. I mean, it's beautiful meat, obviously.
Well, okay, so when a crab cake is made, there are two main ingredients, and I'm going to put them in category. There's a dry mix, all the spices, and then there's the wet mix.
Slurry.
And then the bread or the breading or whatever kind of keeps it together, right? Our special ingredient is in the spices.
Right.
So that when we mix the crab meat, the jumbo lumps, with the spices... The spices are designed to bring out the flavor of the crab meat, not to dominate the crab meat with the flavor itself, but to bring it out together. So it's like a great partnership. It's like a husband and a wife. It's like a relationship. They really go well together.
Is there a white pepper in there?
It's still death do us
part. Might be a white pepper in there. Hold on.
The spices are like...
I'm on it.
The spices and the crab meat are like till death do us part.
He ain't telling me.
You can't separate them. All right? They were designed to go together.
Well, Tony, I'm going to leave behind for you and Daryl copies of Purple Rain 1 and 2 because I'm re-releasing these out.
Oh, really?
So, Daryl, y'all appreciate this because my partner Brian Billick signed this one. So I got the coach to sign Purple Rain 1. I'm re-releasing these out because, you know, they're doing this 30 for 30.
And
I know you're not the biggest Ravens sports guy, but this is some background information.
I'm definitely a Ravens fan.
That.
Yeah.
Our friends at the Maryland Lottery have also sent us out on this incredible quest. I'm going to be doing 31 crab cakes in 31 days. If I'm going to tell you right now, Chloe, we're picking places. If I pick places where the mac and cheese tastes as good, I'm going to weigh 220 pounds by September 1st. So I just got to be careful. So what got me last summer when I gained, because I gained some weight. I did 30 crab cakes in 30
Not
days.
Much, much of that.
This year I'm doing 31 because it's my 31st anniversary on radio.
That's beautiful.
And I'm doing 31 breweries because I get thirsty. I got thirsty last
That's
year.
Good,
it was August. But the problem was the side. It was the French fries. It's probably not the collards or the broccoli or the vegetables, but it's probably the starches. You know what I mean? The things that come. Yeah, you know, and when you have mac and cheese this good, because I'll go into a place on the Eastern Shore and I'll just like look at what's on tables and saying, well, stewed tomatoes look good, or, you know, are those fried green tomatoes? Because you find things like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're there for the crab cake, but you don't just want to eat a French fry. Even mm-hmm. if it's a steak fry, a nice fat mm-hmm. fry like I like. But I'm trying to avoid fat side dishes, mm-hmm. and you're making it hard for me with this mac and cheese.
We apologize.
Well, I mean, I want to take some of this home to my wife, but what happens is if I take it home, she'll eat part of it, and I won't get any more.
There you go.
And I like to share. But when it's good like this, if I'd have known your mac and cheese is good, I'd been up here a long time ago.
Oh, wow. That's all right. We'll come back and bring some people with you.
Well, I'm a fan. We're at Next Phase. Tony Randall runs a joint. Tell everybody how to find you and when you're open and when to come down and enjoy this music, because I've loved the smooth jazz when I came
out. All right, we're 112 East Lexington Street. You can visit us at nextphasecafe.com. That's NextPhaseCafe.com. You can call in for orders here 7 days a week. We open 11 to 9, Monday through Friday, 11 to 11, Friday and Saturday. I'm sorry, 11 to 9, Monday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday. We open 11 to 11.
And the music's when?
And the music is Soulful Friday. Is every Friday during the summer. We slow the schedule down, so visit the website to look at the event schedule to see when there's live entertainment. There's live entertainment this Friday. All right, we have...
But it's jazz.
Yeah, jazz, R&B, you know, but kind of in between.
In.
And neo, so...
I'm going to come
yeah.
in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's my music.
It's good. The group that's performing this week is going to have... they'll be performing like a calypso jazz kind of and R&B music.
So I'm moving my ass. Yeah. That's right.
So, look, you're going to feel good.
The thing you need to know is this book here, Purple Rain 2, when I wrote this, Ravens won the Super Bowl. We came back off the bus. We had the parade. Big hootenanny. I decided, and it's twice as big as the other book. I really sat down. This is the better book. But when I sat to write this, all I listened to for 3 months was smooth jazz.
That's
right.
The
minute I came in here, you know, I heard the saxophone. Smooth jazz has been playing from the minute we walked in the Next Phase. It is a dirty little secret. Everybody knows I hate country music. Everybody knows I'm not a rap guy, but everybody knows I love classic rock. By the way, I wore my Earth, Wind, and Fire belt buckle today.
Great.
I wore my EWF today.
There you go. That's right.
To honor Afram and honor you and to
Thank
be down
you.
Here with a crab cake. And I've always loved Earth, Wind, and Fire.
We appreciate that.
So, but smooth jazz is the music that I write to, literally.
Wow.
So this whole thing was written to smooth jazz, so I appreciate
beautiful.
That.
No, we appreciate that.
Thank you for having me, man.
Thank you.
Tony Randall, he owns Next Phase. He makes a delicious crab cake. Don't sleep on the mac and cheese or the collards as well. Get on down here. Take care of our local business owner. He's been in business for 5 years. Open up for us here on Juneteenth. Mayor Brandon Scott came by. And, of course, Daryl with the Oriole hat back in the kitchen yelling, I knew you liked that crab cake. See, when I save part of it here, it means I'm going to take some home with love for
That's
my
beautiful.
Wife.
We have a to-go container for you.
Well, my wife's going to, like, if I go home and tell her how good it was, that's when she gets pissed.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, she's you could have eaten
We'll
half,
make one for your wife, man.
Bring
Come
me
on.
A little bit of some, but she's going to go all about that mac
we'll
and
make
cheese.
Make one so, for your wife.
She's heading up to New Hampshire. They don't have any crab cakes up there this week. All right, my thanks to the Maryland Lottery. Betty Boop scratch-off tickets, you get one. Daryl gets a blue
Thank
one
you.
Back in the kitchen
all
as
right.
well. All behalf
Let's,
of the Maryland Lottery, our friends
beautiful.
At Goodwill, and our friends at Window Nation 2. You buy two, you get two. It's simple like that.
Great.
I've been doing that this month as well. I can't wait for them to get the screens in. Mosquitoes are biting me because I don't have the right screens. You need Window Nation. I am Nestor. We are WNST on behalf of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. My pal Tony, Mayor Brandon Scott, and his entire staff for shuttling him up the street here for a delicious crab cake. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Maryland Crab Cakes downtown in Baltimore City. in a beautiful summer day. Stay with us.